Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Steely Dan bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here with us today. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is my website. Please check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos that we post every week. So check all that out. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, don't forget to take the poll question. We ask you a different question every week. We want to know what you think. All that's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Daniel Weber. Dan is a founder. He's a small business owner to start with, an entrepreneur at heart, and someone who helped to make America great. And there's no telling how many hundreds of jobs he created in his career, for which we're very grateful. But then he said he had something else to do, and he founded an organization called the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. And this is a group of folks that have come together to talk about conservative principles for seniors. Is that right, Dan?
That's correct. And, you know, we go back to traditional American values, faith, family, and free enterprise.
Yeah, yeah. So how are you looking at, speaking of conservative American values, have you weighed in on the Chick-fil-A debate yet? Where are you guys on that?
Well, we think that people should have the right to an opinion. And just because it happens to be contrary to what the mainstream media is trying to push on people, they should be treated fairly. You know, both sides. I'll give you an example. You take the amount of media coverage that Occupy Movement got.
Occupy Wall Street.
The media coverage.
Occupy Wall Street.
Occupy Movement across the country. And they, you know, if 10 people got together, there was a big media hoopla.
Right.
Now, here you have thousands of people. Well, in every village where there's a Chick-fil-A, they had hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of people lined up, and the mainstream media didn't even cover it.
Yeah. And, folks, this, in case you don't know about it, the president, the son of the founder of Chick-fil-A, to a Baptist publication, in an interview with a Baptist publication, a religious organization, he merely said, "We operate our business based on Christian values and family Christian values," meaning, and basically he believes that a marriage should be between a man and a woman. And so that got blown way out of proportion, I think, Dan, and some politicians weighed in on this when I think they should have kept their mouth shut. And as you said, everybody is entitled to their opinion, and you're entitled to not do business with them. But if you're a political leader, you're not entitled to single them out and excoriate them the way they did.
Yeah, what the mayor of Chicago and the mayor of Boston did to earn political points to say that we're going to make sure that they don't they're not able to open up new stores in our town. Who the heck are they?
What happened to free speech? What happened to the First Amendment, Dan? What happened to free speech? Right. So let me ask you. Let me change the subject just a little bit and ask you about the presidential race. How do you see things shaping up right now?
Well, we've been polling our members, similar to your great poll that you do every week on your website, Jim. We've been polling our members on a regular basis, and I'll tell you, if it goes by the issues, the Obama campaign's in trouble. AMAC is nonpartisan. You know, we support Democrats, Republicans, Independents, you name it. If they're for taking care of people and taking care, in our case, especially of older Americans, then generally we're going to be for them. And in this case, the present administration has not done good. And according to our polls of our members, basically most of who are conservative, with conservatives, he's getting killed like 99% to 1. And we're actually getting results of 6,000 and 7,000 member polls where 99% of conservatives are voting against him, even those who voted for him the last time. So the I think Obama is in trouble. Now, is he making it up with some of his overtures to the Latino community? Yes, probably. Is he making? Well, see, he got all the gay vote last time, so I don't see the marriage thing helping him get more votes. But mm-hmm. you never know.
So, but basically, you're seeing a shift in the seniors toward at least away from Obama, if not toward Romney.
That's good. Yeah, exactly. That's you said it perfectly. They're as they find out more and more. See, the president's great with speaking, but then if people look at his actions and experience some of the result of the actions, then they're becoming awake that, hey, this guy isn't what he said he was.
I have to say, Dan, that I have talked to a lot of folks who did vote for Obama and supported him the last time. And even those who've told me that they were going to vote for him again this time, they've said to me, but not as enthusiastically.
Right, right.
There's a lot of disillusionment with the president, I think, even among his own base. So that's going to be interesting. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I just wish he was honest with the people. You know, he'll come out and he'll say things that he knows is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, for example, the private sector is doing good.
Yeah.
How can he say that?
Well, let me ask you a question. I got to wrap it up. Answer this real quickly. Did you build your business or did the government build your business, Dan?
My life savings and my wife's permission to use it.
And everything you had was at risk. And so I think
exactly
you built your
right.
business, as did I. Dan, thanks for being here. AMAC.us, folks, is the website. The Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC.us. Check it out, and I encourage you to consider them being a member of their group. Dan Weber is the founder. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.